Hi guys, it's Simple J. It's Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great and practicing our mantra of positivity in equals positivity out. I tell you guys all the time that once you practice being positive and surround yourself with positive aura and essence, you will see how exponentially your life changes once this is done. I would like to also say, for your first time listeners, thank you so much for supporting this Engine That Could podcast. I appreciate the support. And my returning listeners, or regulars, you guys are extended family, I'm sending you a virtual hug to say thank you for always supporting and always sending feedback and just basically aligning your spirit with my spirit and being here on a consistent basis. Thank you guys so much. I know I haven't been doing podcasts consistently. I had to take a break. Sometimes you need to take a break, reset, recharge. I tell you guys all the time, it's important to focus on growth, elevation. And so in doing that, I had to take a break and recharge and reset. And I'm hopeful that you guys also understand that in life, you have to step away from things in order to get your balance. It's very important. Can't keep going and not getting that nice balance and the healthy set of peace that you deserve and require. So when you get the chance, guys, please take the time to recharge your batteries, reset, refresh, whether that looks like taking a break or going on vacation, whatever it is, you do that. You deserve that. It's important in order for you to continue on your path of growth. Today's topic is basically going to be staying where you are being tolerated and not celebrated. I've done something on this before, but now I want to do it again because I feel as though most of us stay in situations where we're being tolerated because we feel as though if we leave, we're going to be seen as failures, or we're going to be seen as folks that just don't have the ability to stick things out. And that is the wrong approach. If you're in a relationship or friendship or even a work situation where you're being tolerated, you are not being celebrated. What you bring isn't being valued. Your attributes aren't being appreciated. Then it's time for you to understand the writing's on the wall, and it is not your area. It is not your surroundings. That's not for you. Because there are things that are designed for us that it takes us some time for us to figure out and get to. And there are things that we can readily see in front of our eyes that is not for us, but we just fail to unplug ourselves from and walk away from. We deserve better. We're in a new year. We're in a new dawn. It's a new day. It's time for us to understand. We got to seize the day and surround ourselves with things that work for us and get rid of things that don't work for us. Do not stay in any environment that does not bring you peace, happiness, and joy. Do not stay in any environment that you do not feel respected, honored, and appreciated. So if it's a situation where you're being tolerated and not celebrated, or you're being tolerated and not appreciated, it is time for you to go. We're all human beings, and as human beings, be you male or female, we have something called feelings. We have something called emotions. And as human beings, we feel things, and those feelings stir different emotions, right? And sometimes when you stay in a situation where you are only being tolerated, it wreaks havoc on the mind. Your mind starts telling you, okay, this is the best you can do. This is all you deserve. And now what you require gets put to the back bench because what? You feel as though there's no better for you out there. So you stay stagnant. And I've told you guys about stagnant waters. Stagnant waters go nowhere. They're stuck. And being stuck is not a good place to be, and it's not a good feeling because you will never see your peak when you're stuck. You just stay in that low, sunken valley. and being in that low sunken place can be very draining and daunting. It's a daunting task to get yourself out of that. And I never want to see any of you guys in that space. Don't ever settle for less than what you deserve. You all are amazing individuals that deserve and require so much than what you are accepting right now in your lives. Being stuck in a space where you're being tolerated is not in the cards and should not be in your cards, whether it's a short-term thing or a long-term thing. That is not for you. That is not what your life is designed to be. That is not your purpose. Tap into your purpose. Tap into what you need. Tap into what you should be doing. And learn to walk away. Sometimes we get this spirit where we feel like we have to be, as they say, ride or die for people or things, because we're of the view that if we quit, society will look at us in a negative light. And I've always told you guys that society has its own set of makeup and rules, but sometimes conforming does not work well for you. Sometimes you have to understand that you are made unique for a reason, and conforming to society's ideals will keep you boxed in. If you notice those people who set out to start different ventures, whether it's Jeff Bezos or Warren Buffett or Bill Gates, when they start their businesses, I'm sure they thought they wanted to stick to society's ideals, but they decided that wasn't going to work. They had to step out of the box to try something different, to be different, to think different, brave enough to see beyond the pale. And I'm sure things were tough. I'm sure they were in spaces where people just tolerated them. But now, guess what? They're being celebrated because they didn't stay in those spaces where they're being tolerated. They stepped out, did what needed to be done, took the time. Sometimes the labor was long. Sometimes the hours was long. Sometimes the vision took longer than expected. But they put the work in, manifested, and here they are. They're in a different space now. They are doing great now. Now they're being celebrated. And along with the celebration comes the respect and the honor. So I say that to say this. Step out of that box. That box where you're stuck in just being tolerated. Step out of that box. Put the time in. Work on you. Work on growing you. Work on lifting yourself up. Because sometimes, because we stay in a space where we're being tolerated, we tend to diminish our light for others. And we should never do that. Your light should never be diminished just to make others shine. Your light should be able to shine so others can have their light shine too. If someone cares for you enough, respects you enough, they'll allow your light to shine. So you can be celebrated. Because when you win, everyone wins. When they win, you win. And that's how we should be viewing everything. So don't allow others to have you dim your bright light so their light can shine. And then you stay stuck. Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. You desire and require so much. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are phenomenal. Simply being in a space where you're being tolerated for your individualism, for your brilliance, will never ever get you to where you need to be. So I want you guys to practice this mantra moving forward. I am me. I am brilliant. I will work on letting my light shine. I am phenomenal, and I am above being tolerated and simply accepted. I need to be respected and appreciated because I bring so much to the table. Whatever the table is, be it a relationship, workplace, or friendship. I want you guys to practice that and really put that in practice and really put the work in. Unplug and detach from anything that keeps you stuck. Unplug and detach from anything that brings you negative energy and aura. Unplug and detach from anything or anyone that makes you feel less than. Unplug and detach from anything or anyone that makes you feel like you're being just tolerated and not celebrated. You are all the sum of your parts. Embrace that. Do not ever let anyone make you feel smaller than you really are. Do not shrink and become a shrinking violet so others can become wonderful lilies or roses that may sparkle more than you do. If someone can't celebrate your wins while you celebrate theirs, they are not for you. Because anyone that is for you will lift you up, will breathe life into you, and will celebrate your wins and celebrate you, knowing how much it means to you. And while we're unplugging from things that brings us negativity, that makes us shrink, that makes us stuck, I want us to also look internally, do the work, and celebrate all our wins, be they small or large. It's very important because all the wins accumulate to something big in the end. Don't ever forget that. So we're going to practice that mantra that I told you guys. It's important. And you're going to unplug and detach from anything that keeps you in a place where you're not celebrated, but just being tolerated. Moving forward, I want you guys to work on growth, elevation, and work on yourselves. If you're in that place where you're stuck, work on building you up. Work on building you up from the root all the way to the top. It's very important. So we're going to move forward with positivity, growth, and light. We're going to move forward knowing that we deserve, require, and demand respect, honor, and a commitment to being better. I just hope this touches you guys as much as it touched me once I, you know, thought about it and I said, I am not going to be sitting in rooms or spaces where I'm just being tolerated. I need to be in rooms where people appreciate me and I'm celebrated, just like I celebrate others. Whatever energy I'm giving out, that's the energy I want to receive moving forward. So be it positivity, that's what I want moving forward. And that's what I want moving forward for all of you guys that are listening to this podcast episode. It's very important. So you guys, practice your mantra. Work on you. We're all about growth and elevation moving forward. And as I always tell you, loves, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.